Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the full color pages of the Comic Weekly. Jim and his group of United Nations guerrilla experts continue to bedevil the Japanese in Java. After blowing up a vital irrigation dam, they were surrounded and very nearly trapped. But with the aid of ingenuity and jungle skill, they turned the tables on the Japs. And among the papers of a dead Japanese officer, they found certain orders which altered their plans. The orders told them that one of Japan's mightiest military overlords is expected to arrive on the evening train at the nearby town of Changzhou. That chance is too good to miss. Changzhou lies in the mountains of west central Java, and to approach the rail line, Jim and his companions follow the twisting ribbon of road to the summit of the hills. So far, their march has been unobserved, but Kolo's sharp eyes can see trouble.
And Jim, look behind.
Where, Kolo?
What's wrong, Gate?
A puff of dust on the road at the foot of this hill.
Yes, sir.
Then we're in for a puff of trouble.
Better get ready for it.
Can you gander what it is through the glasses, Jim?
A motorcycle, Tom, son. With a sidecar.
Probably a courier.
The road grows narrower here, Jim.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing, Singley. Where's that length of wire?
Well, Van's got most of that stuff. You know, the Dutch kid.
Well, he's up ahead with the young hair Vandervan, his sister, Tom's son. Want to get that wire from him?
Solid right. Man, this is a right rift we're coming up with.
Cycle been come plenty fast, one.
Don't worry, Kolo. There's plenty of time.
The road is as twisted as Tojo's mind.
I guess our luck was too good to hold. Be too much to ask for to expect to reach the railroad without being spotted.
How far is it from here, Jim?
Well, about 6 miles. On top of the plateau now.
Oh, yeah?
The plateau's about 6 miles wide. The railroad runs up a valley just beyond it.
Ah, so all we've got to do is cross this plateau.
That's right, Mac. But first, we've got to stop these monkeys on the motorcycle.
No, can we waste much time doing it, Jim?
It won't take long, Sing.
Hit the wire, Jim.
Good boy, Tom, son. Take one end of it, will you, Kolo?
Yeah, here. I'll give you a hand, Kolo.
A stretch wire across road over to Pulasan tree, Tom, huh?
Right.
Here, Tom, son. Let us fasten this end around the tree on this side.
Okay, Uncle Sing. I told the others what's cooking, Jim. They're all taking cover.
Good. Is that wire going to reach?
Can you spare us a little more, Tom, son?
Keep pulling, Mac. Hold it. Hold it.
You have enough now, Mac?
Just about, I guess.
How about you, Sing?
I think we can manage.
Better hurry it up, then. I can hear that motorcycle.
Be sure it's good and tight, Unc.
Yes. This stick will twist it tight.
How you doing, Kolo?
Nearly through, Tron.
Okay. Duck back among those trees when the cycle comes. Come on, Sing. Get behind this boulder here with me.
You draw your pistol, Jim?
Just in case.
Holy cow. And I left my rifle with Van.
That's okay. You probably won't need it, Tom, son.
Hey, Unc, get your noggin down. You want him to see you?
Merely to make sure Mac and Kolo are out of sight.
They won't spot us here anyway. We can see the road without being seen.
Hey, watch. Here they come.
Jeepers. They are moving, aren't they?
Any second now.
Driver's head.
Yeah.
Lean as a whistle.
Hey, Jim. Jim, did you see what happened? That wire cut off the driver's head.
Yeah, we saw, Mac. You and Thompson remove wire and save for future use.
Come on, Sing. We crashed in the trees here when it went out of control.
Yes. Here are the marks.
Can't be much farther now. Yes, yes, there he is.
Oh, he was our lieutenant. Perhaps his papers will tell us...
What'd you find, Sing?
Only a rather disgusting postcard in this pocket. A money purse. A pass for the sentries at Changzhou.
Well, what's it say?
It is addressed to the colonel of the Changzhou garrison. It says, confirming radio communique number...
Well, never mind the number.
A request. You have all approaches to railway line under close guard. Enemy guerrillas led by Jungle Jim are known to be heading in that direction. Then the usual salutation.
So, they know we're here, do they? That means they'll have search parties out looking for us.
The two friends exchange a grim nod of understanding as they return to their companions. We'll rejoin them in just a moment. You know, 15 million readers in over 6 million homes make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. And if you've seen the Comic Weekly lately, you know the reason. Its brilliant full-color pages contain more than 24 outstanding features, each of them unique, each of them a star attraction by itself, each of them conceived and drawn by experts whose business is your entertainment. And what entertainment it is! Mystery as well as chuckles, adventure as well as fantasy, action thrills as well as humor. That's why 15 of the country's leading Sunday papers distribute the Comic Weekly from coast to coast. So ask for it every Sunday. Be sure your comic section has the figure of Puck and the words "The Comic Weekly" at the top of the front page. Now, back to a Javanese plateau honeycombed with Jap search parties and Jungle Jim.
Keep under the trees now, man. We don't want that Jap patrol plane to see us.
Right. Boy, what a view from up here.
Yeah. Those rails in the valley down there shine like silver.
The view will be equally excellent for Japanese patrols.
Look down to the right there, Singh. Just what the doctor ordered.
Where?
That grove of acacia trees right alongside the track.
Maybe so. Trees been full of Japs, Twan.
Maybe, Colo. But it's the only place in the whole valley where we can go to work on those tracks and still be protected.
The tracks? Are we going to go to work on the tracks?
You tell him, Singh Lee. That's your department.
In my bandit days in China, Mark, it was what might be called a standard practice.
What was, Unc?
Simply remove spikes from one section of track. Then wait.
Sort of let the train wreck itself, you mean, huh?
Something of the sort. Jim, we had best get started.
Right. Mac, I want you and Thompson to stay up here on the plateau.
Hey, I don't dig
you. Well, you can warn us if a Jap patrol comes snooping around.
Okay, if you say so, Jim.
More better if us got other lookouts on peak across valley, Duan.
Well, we can't spare the time, Colo. Come on, let's get going. Head for those acacia trees. If a Jap patrol should come around, Mac, don't do any shooting unless you absolutely have to. There's no telling how many Japs there are around here, so the less noise we make, the better.
Reykjavik, huh? Is that what you said, Mac?
Mm-hmm.
Reykjavik.
Yep. It's in Iceland.
Ends in a K, huh?
All
right. Kalamazoo.
That gives me a no. How about Oil City?
You used that the last time you had an O.
Oh, yeah? Well, then, I'll say, Omaha.
Mm-mm. No good, Jackson. I used that in the first round.
What about Oakland?
Oh, we used that, too.
Okay, you win, Thompson. What a way to fight a war. Playing geography games while Jim and the others do all the work.
Well, I just thought it would stop us from going nuts while we waited.
Yeah. How long is it since they left?
Nearly 2 hours.
Seems like a year. And nary a sign of them. Hey.
What's wrong, Mac?
I saw something. There it is again.
Where?
On the peak across the valley there. Something keeps blinking in the sun. Look.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
That's a heliograph, Thompson.
A heliograph?
Must be a Jap scouting party, signaling for reinforcements.
Hey, then they've spotted Jim.
You go into the valley and tell him.
What about you?
I'm going to skirt around and take a look-see at that peak. Stay in the shadows now and keep out of sight, like Jim said. For all we know, that heliograph was signaling to this side of the valley. I'll see what the setup is and meet you back here.
Not much longer now, Jim.
Good. That train is due pretty soon.
But, Jim, look. Come in two trees.
Where, Cole?
Hey, Jim! Uncle Jim!
It is Thompson.
Hey, what the... Where's that shooting coming from?
East of here, half mile maybe.
All right, men. Take cover in those trees.
What is it, Thompson?
I'm not sure exactly. But Mac and I saw a heliograph flashing from that peak up there. We figured it was a Jap scouting party.
Sure, sure. Come on. Let's get back among these trees out of sight. Where's Mac, Thompson?
Said he was going to skirt around to the peak and see what cooks.
Oh, the blazes he did. He ain't careful. It'll be his own goose that cooks.
Better us head for plateau, Tuan.
All right, Colo. Follow the same trail we used coming down.
Did you do your stuff on the track back there, Uncle Sing?
Yeah, we did what we could, yes.
The trail been get steep here.
Yeah.
Watch your step, man.
Jim, those shots we heard, they were coming from the peak. And if that is where Mac was heading...
Well, as soon as we get a little higher, Sing, we can see what's going on over there.
Train been come. See him?
The further away we are, the better, Colo. Keep going.
Boy, this is sure some climb.
Good thing we got these woods between us and the track.
Yeah. Woods been high train now.
Look! Is that a spurt of flame coming through the trees?
Yes. Hurry, Jim.
Come on. Let's get to the top of the plateau where we can see what happened. From the sound of it, we stopped that train from reaching Chianzhi or anywhere else. Let's get up where we can see how bad it was.
Jap's been scurrying around wrecked like mice, Tuan.
Boy, you did a good job, all right. Truly righteous.
What do the field glasses tell you, Jim?
We'll see what you can make out of it, Sing.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them clustered around that end car. Well, what's left of it?
Hey, look. They are carrying something away from it on a stretcher. See?
Now then, put it down.
They handle it so carefully, it must be... So, our work is done, Jim. Take the glasses. See the stretcher.
Now, wait till I... Yeah. Yeah, they're all kneeling, facing it, and bowing. Well, Sing, that means...
Exactly. General Tatsumo Hidekai is dead.
And good riddance. The way he treated the natives in Burma.
More Japs coming from Peak Tuan.
Yes. Over to the right, Jim. See him?
Well, let's put the glasses on them. Yes, they're heading... Oh, you were wrong when you said our work was done, Sing.
Wrong?
Yeah, take the glasses and you'll see.
What is it, Gate?
Those Japs coming up from the peak have got a prisoner. They've captured Mac.
Every Sunday, the brilliant full-color pages of the Comic Weekly bring you still other adventures with Jungle Jim. Yes, and the Comic Weekly brings you over 24 more of your favorite features. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. There's Prince Valiant, Flash Gordon, the Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, the Lone Ranger, along with such chuckle raisers as Snuffy Smith, Blondie, Judge Puffle, Skippy, all told more than 24 of them. 15 leading Sunday papers distribute the Comic Weekly all over the country. So join the 15 million steady readers who make it America's favorite funnies. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. And join us again next week for more radio thrills... Starring Jungle Jim.